So this Global Festival of Ideas emerged as a concept of what if we created a very open space that was a little bit complicated, like the SDGs are, that kind of brings together lots of communities, proposes lots of interesting ideas related to sustainable development, and tries to let the crowd decide what happens next. You know, the whole concept is taken from the great experience that the UN was able to participate in the design of the Sustainable Development Goals. The concept was, let's ask everybody what should be in the next agenda. By opening lots of different channels, including the My World Survey and the World We Want consultations and so on, over 10 million people eventually became involved in that process. And that activated lots of entrepreneurial social innovators and others who found that there was a real willingness by the process to invite them in. So now we're taking that same idea of openness and convening and bringing people together to talk about the ways that they're already making progress on these goals.
An app has been developed so anyone can play the conference. Can you tell us, what does this mean and what does it look like?
Well, you know, we come at these things from two angles. We have to be very serious about tackling big development challenges, but we have to do so by being engaging and approachable. We have to make the issue something that is not intimidating and doesn't remain in the kind of the only the policy domain, but actually people feel that they can take part in this. And so we were looking at ways to do that, and our great partners, the Overseas Development Institute from the UK, and also our UN partners, World Food Program, and others organizing this, came together and brainstormed this really interesting idea to create a game, an app that allows people to collaborate and, you know, do the SDGs for a hypothetical country. It relies on people coming together, sharing what they know, trading policies, trading advice, collaborating and bringing good ideas to a crescendo by getting enough people to think about them and to support them at the same time. So the game's goal is to provide a way to deploy policies, but also to do campaigning around that, to walk around the event and make sure that others are supporting the policies that you are. And those who do that the best will have the best scores.
Can anyone play?
Absolutely. During the conference, we are going to have a kind of a special exercise for those who are there live. But this is an app that you can download at any time. It's called 2030 Hive Mind, H-I-V-E, like the idea of bees working together was the inspiration. But we have big plans for this game. It's not just for this event. We are going to kind of use this event to test it out for the first time. But we feel it's a great way to approach the SDGs. It's called gamification or game theory in different corners. But when you have lots of players and lots of possible outcomes, the only way to really make it work is to be transparent and work together and find novel collaborations. And so we feel that this game, like other products and utilities that our campaign develops, is going to be used, optimized with a group like this, and then put out for everyone to use in their own ways and their own communities, because that's really the way that this SDG agenda is going to get tackled locally by using good ideas.
Do you expect to be able to draw any conclusions from the game itself in terms of policy implementation or collaboration or spending patterns?
We have to be modest in our expectations. This is a first effort in this area. We've had a lot of great kind of offline simulations of these types of scenarios that we're building from. So it's not kind of a new invention. It's bringing a lot of good ideas into the digital and kind of mobile app space. But we expect it to be very interesting as a way to get a sense for what a group of people are thinking. It doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be representative of the best practices for everybody. But when you get the right group together, anytime anyone has a large group that are working on the SDGs together, by undertaking this game, not only do you have something that's a kind of a rewarding, interesting activity for these people to participate in, it also generates an enormous amount of interesting data. You know, what kind of policies, what people from these different segments, from private sector, from the public sector, which policies are they gravitating towards? You know, which ones are they supporting? It'll be anonymous and it'll be something that we can just look at as a curiosity. But that's the kind of things that we need as a campaign, as an organization that's trying to figure out how to find the combination of things that we can do to actually achieve these dramatic goals. And we have to be honest that it's going to take a lot of iterations, a lot of experiments, but this is our first big one.
Why do you think this Global Festival of Ideas is so important?
Well, we're in a time of dramatic change. We're questioning narratives. Countries are looking at all kinds of factors that are surprising them, where things that they thought they could take for granted were now not there, or the story that they were being told about how things were going to go was not playing out in the way that they expected. That's opened up a lot of chaos, a lot of uncertainty. But in any time like that, there's also an opportunity for dramatic improvement and dramatic betterment of people's conditions. By questioning ideas, by questioning assumptions, you start to open up a new space for thinking of solutions. And I think that we have to be, you know, careful and not overpromise on what this kind of a gathering could do. But what we want to do is open up a dialogue about how can this moment in human history be used as a platform to go in new directions? And how can that be done with local control? You know, we feel that the globalization versus local affairs, this is a dramatic push and pull. And I think that, you know, what's being missed in some of the conversations is that all these technologies and things actually allow for a kind of a resettling of local control. You know, you can actually do a lot of the things in your own community that you don't have to rely on big institutions to support you on. People are just realizing that. Young people are realizing that. It's changing how they learn. It's changing how they do many of the most important things in their lives. It hasn't really changed government yet, though. And I think that that's what we're starting to see, is this sense that we have a new set of realities. We have a new starting point. We need to kind of accelerate that thinking in the public sector and where the biggest development impacts can be attained.